What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Merry, Merry Christmas to you all, and thank you for tuning in on Christmas morning. Some of you have already opened your presents, and some of you have already connected with your phone company to find out how to set up your email on your new phone. Some of you are getting ready to make your Christmas breakfast or dinner, and I really appreciate that you've taken the time to tune in here. I want to read you something, and here's the thing, here's the beauty about posting things on Facebook, is that you realize that Facebook is a public forum. And when somebody writes something especially meaningful, especially on today, I want to read it to you. My apologies in advance, I'm not a good out loud reader. I'm a little dyslexic, see, I can't even say it, when I read aloud. So bear with me because I have to really concentrate to do this. But this was written by Doug Elfman. And Doug Elfman is a writer here. He owns Vegas Anonymous. He's the game dork. He's like the guy that is anything new and gadgety and cool. It's like this is the guy that goes after it. But this is what he wrote today. So this is by Doug Elfman on Facebook today. I know life's not always easy. One minute, everything's good. The next, pain. But please hang in there if you're struggling this year. You're not alone. This is great love within you. And the world needs your love. I speak from experience. In the past, I've had hard Christmas Eve, a terrible Christmas Day, some despondent New Year's Eves. My friend on those days and nights was sleep, or if I was lucky, a cat or a buddy hosting a lunch for orphans or a homeless shelter where I interviewed people in soup lines and was reminded of the good fortune of my existence. Clichés are true. This too shall pass. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Hang in there. It's darkest before the dawn. The holiday weekend is a very good weekend for me this year. I made it through the hard times of years past, just as you have, as all of us will again. Often our perseverance is eventually rewarded with happiness and well-being. There's a light in us, and nothing moves quicker than light. So when you feel lost in the shadows of sorrow, please look for the light racing to find you. But it can't find you unless you move yourself out of the shadows and toward the light of love. The light of love wants to find you very much. We need you. We want you. We love you. And if you're tired of waiting for love, try giving. It's like the Beatles song said, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Try giving. Try giving. Try giving. Even if giving doesn't lead you to material gain, it will make you fall in love with yourself. And loving yourself is the best place to start anything. Take it from me, 14 years of therapy can't be all wrong. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays. We are all here for each other. We will all survive and thrive together, and the world is only as good as you are. That's by Doug Elfman, and he wrote it at the crack of dawn this morning. And hundreds of people have already read this. And I wanted to read it to you because I just thought it is one of the most beautiful things I think I have ever read on a Christmas morning. So there you go. All right. So I have somebody here that I have promised I'm going to put him on first. So going to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Roberto, how are you?
Hi, Roberto. So tell me what your question is today.
I have a couple questions. The first one is I want to know how it's going to be my 2017. I recently lost my job. I have a two-year-old, and my wife is pregnant. She's not working because she started her pregnancy when she was 5 months. She started having blood pressure. Unfortunately, when I claimed for my unemployment, they denied it. So right now I'm trying to survive with doing Uber. And
well,
that was one.
Okay, so here's one of the things that I want you to do. I'm just going to tell you this. With Uber, one of the things I want you to do is have little bottles of water available to give to the people you pick up. Go go to the grocery store, get yourself, you know, buy a $2.99 case of water. And when people get in your car, offer them a bottle of water.
Okay.
Because the reason I want to tell you this is because right now it's all about you being as nice to people as you possibly can. And when they ask you, why are you driving Uber, just say, it was a job I could get right away. I'm looking for a job in my regular line of work. And I have a two-year-old and my wife is pregnant. You just tell them. And the reason I'm saying that to you is part of the reason that I think it's pretty cool that there's a company out there like Uber is because you have the opportunity to meet people. And you have the opportunity to tell them your situation. You may end up getting more tips as a result of giving them a bottle of water, but you wait till they ask you, why are you driving Uber? If they seem friendly, then just let them know, yes, I'll be home later today to celebrate Christmas with my wife and my baby. All right? Let them tip you more. I'm serious. Tell them what's going on with you, all right? Without making it, you know, don't blast that the first thing you say to them, but do bring it up, all right? Now, what line of work have you done before, Roberto?
I'm sorry?
What job did you just get let go from?
I came from a restaurant. I used to be a general manager for a restaurant.
Okay, so here's the biggest benefit that you have, and I really want you to look at this as a benefit, is that you are bilingual. That is the first thing I want you to lead with when you're talking to someone and when you're interviewing. I am a good manager and I'm bilingual. It's exactly how you say it. I'm a good manager and I'm bilingual, all right? One of the other things I want you to do is today, when you have some time, I want you to start looking for a job. And that means that you go on LinkedIn, that means you go on Google, that means you look on all of the job posting sites. Because what I'm seeing here is that there's a job that's coming to you in about 10 days. So that looks like the first week of January to me. Okay? Now, here's the thing. There was something about that last job that you were being treated unfairly. And I actually think in the bigger picture of it all, Roberto, that job, that you're not at that job anymore, is a blessing. I think it's a blessing. You were being treated very unfairly at that job.
Yeah, that's actually how I feel.
Okay, so here's the thing, is right now it looks kind of bleak. But that's not what's going to happen moving forward. What's going to happen moving forward is that you finally say, you know what? Maybe the universe, maybe God is guiding me away from this job for a reason. I wasn't supposed to work there anymore. Now, I think it's pretty crappy of them to let you go right before the holidays. I think that's really crappy. I mean, I can understand letting you go right after the first of the year, but to let you go right before the end of the year, knowing that you have a child and a wife, and a pregnant wife who is going through medical issues, incredibly unfair. But what this is saying is that there's somebody you already know that you used to work with that would hire you in almost a New York minute. So I want you to think of the people that you've worked with before.
Okay.
And I want you to call them and let them know that you're available after the first of the year.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter what job it is.
I have a couple people in mind.
Yeah, okay, because what this is saying. Yeah, this is perfect. So don't call on Monday, call on Tuesday. All right? Because what this is saying is that you're being guided to a better job. So it may be that the next job is more of an assistant manager job instead of a general manager job, but that's okay because you might actually get better hours and better pay. So I'm telling you that this is saying that there's very, very good news coming to you in about 10 days. So let me count that out. So today's 25th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have a little calendar in front of me. 7, 8, 9. Wednesday the 4th of January.
Wednesday the 4th.
Yeah, it's saying
okay.
That you have good news by Wednesday the 4th. But you need to call. There are two people in particular that I'm picking up that if you call them and let them know, without being so upset about letting go of this job, but let them know that you're available and do they have anything that you might be a good fit for. And then what I want you to do is I want you to look on, sign up for LinkedIn if you don't have it already, okay? And go to every one of the temporary services starting on Tuesday. So Tuesday you're going to call your two friends, your two former coworkers. Wednesday you're going to go to every temporary service agency in Vegas that are, I'm going to tell you the ones that I think are really good. The first one I really like is Apple Employment, Apple One. So they're local. The other one I like is Eastridge Staffing. And the reason I like both of them is they're the ones that get the kind of jobs that are temp to hire or regular permanent placement jobs.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I will do that.
But one of the things I want you to do today is I want you to light a candle for yourself. Are you going to church today?
Yeah, I go.
Okay.
I will go
when
later.
Okay, when you go to church today, I want you to light a candle for yourself, and I want you to thank God for your blessings and thank God to guide you to the next job, because that's exactly what's happening here. You weren't supposed to be at that job. So the fact they let you go is actually a big benefit to you, Roberto.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Larry.
I'm sending you a big hug. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Let me know what happens, okay? Email me, all right?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. I've got somebody here from 805 area code. Hello, 805.
Hi,
who's
Mona.
This?
Merry Christmas. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, I've applied for two jobs. One is... they want someone spiritual and someone to walk with and meditate with and give massages, and I can do all of those. And also another one taking care of a 90-year-old woman, helping sort of as a backup, and she's going to be interviewing me soon. But I want to know, do you see any of these coming through for me or something else, or what do you see in that as far as me getting more work?
Okay, what I'm getting is it seems like the lady that's 90 is needs you more than the other one.
Okay.
Now, but I'm not seeing that you're going to be with her for very long, because there's another job that comes to you that's awesome by March.
Oh, good.
So here's the way I want you to look at this is that the 90-year-old really needs you. There may be some memory issues with her. When she's bright, she's phenomenal. I mean, she's engaging, she's fun, she's funny, all that. But when she has her moments, that's where she needs somebody with her, like forgetting to flush the toilet or turning the stove off or something like that. That's why somebody needs to be around her, just to make sure she's safe. But I see you being in that job for a couple of months, and I don't see anything happening to her. I just see you getting an absolutely amazing opportunity in March that is a little bit more in line with what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yeah.
here's the thing I'm getting for you, Donna, which might sound bizarre or it might right in line with what you really want to do. But what I'm getting for you is I'm getting this this way of people to create paintings or artwork or something that that changes the vibration of their living space, but that it's custom to them. So, in other words, you have a bunch of watercolors and a bunch of canvases or a bunch of watercolor board, and what happens is that you help them create with colors what they want to draw to them in their life. But it's a picture that gets framed and put someplace meaningful, but it's all color. It's not images.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I want you to think about it because maybe it's something you create for somebody. Or maybe it's just a combination of colors. And again, it's not a picture of a cat. It is just the way the colors are blended or put together on the canvas. It's very abstract. And what I'm getting is that you create like a whole series of these, you frame them and maybe have an art show. And people are drawn to them, but you title them for the thing that they most want to bring into their life. So if one is the vibration of love, then you put colors together that to you represent love. If there's if someone is looking for a specific goal, then what you do is you create colors that might have one central theme, thing in the middle of it, but it's surrounded by color. And that might be the painting of goal or a desire of some sort. Because what this is saying is the way to get to what you want, Donna, is to be creative.
Okay. Yeah.
So I hope that makes sense
that.
To you.
Yes, it does. Very much.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank
you. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
All right, I've got something. All right, got somebody here from the... Hold on, before I go to that, I need a drink of water. I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right. Okay, so remember, you guys, we have an amazing opportunity this New Year's, because 2 and 1 and 7 equals a 10. In numerology, you drop the 0. It's a 1 year. So 2017 is about you stepping into your most treasured desire and moving forward with your life and taking care of you first. It doesn't mean that that's selfish. That's self-aware. So the way to do it is download my 9-day energy reset. Spend the rest of this month, which we only have 6 more days, cleaning out of what's not working for you. Donate stuff to charity. Get rid of things. And then, on January 1st, start the 9-day energy reset. So there you go. All right, I'm going to go to area code 940. Hello, 940. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Tammy. Merry Christmas. What's your question?
Well, I just really wanted to spend 2017, like one part of it is, you know, healing the relationship between myself and my son. And I was just curious if you could help me untangle those steps and lead me in the right direction.
Okay, so here's the weird thing, is that your son is in the habit of being angry at you. That he seems
right.
to be getting more benefit out of being angry with you than being a real son.
Right.
So here's what I want you to do in 2017 about that relationship, is I want
okay.
you to get a little creative, all right? So if he
okay.
does, are you guys actually talking at all?
Just barely.
Okay. I do not want you to initiate any phone calls.
Okay.
All right. Now, he's going to get real curious why you've gotten radio silent with him, that
okay.
you have just stepped back. It's not that you're not going to respond when he reaches out. You are. But you're not going to respond when he behaves like a little dick.
Right.
Because here's
okay.
the thing.
That's what I've been doing. Yeah.
That's
makes
awesome.
Me feel good
because
that I've been doing the right thing.
You're doing the right thing. The more, and here's what I have to ask you. Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. Is your son connected with you on the Facebook page?
Well, actually, after he threw his last fit, I just unfriended him and his wife.
Oh, no, no.
Because
no,
they were
no.
Okay.
I want you to friend him again. Okay?
Okay.
Unless he's posting nasty crap on your page, then
okay.
I want you to friend him again. Just say I had
okay.
an, you know, say, just send him a message after you send the friend request with a message saying, I think my account was hacked. So I was letting
okay.
go of people, you know, and I fixed it. So just don't pretend, don't actually blame it on the fact that he was behaving like a little jerk, right?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So refriend him and say, I was having some issues with my Facebook account, but I think I fixed them. And that's not
okay.
entirely a fib because you were having an issue
right.
with him, all right? But here's
right.
what you do, is when you accept your friend request, is now every day I want you to start posting something fun that you did, something fun that you might have done with another relative, family member, or sibling. I want you to start,
okay.
In other words, I want him to see the kind of relationship he could have with you
okay.
if he wasn't such a jerk.
Okay.
Okay? So if he calls you up and or if you interact and he's behaving like a jerk, I don't want you to respond to him behaving like a jerk. I want you to say something like, I think you're having a bad day today. I'll talk with you at another time when you're not.
Okay.
And you hang up. In other words, he's gotten used to being rewarded for being a jerk.
Right. He's rewarded by those that are around him.
Right. But see, here's the thing, is that when you stop rewarding him, and if there's anybody else that's talked to you about they're having issues with him, just say, I've decided I'm not going to reward his bad behavior anymore.
Okay.
I've decided. So when he behaves like a jerk, I'm not going to reward him with it. So when he
okay.
says, well, everybody else gets what they want, and I never get what I want, and no, 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 no one loves me, I mean, I can hear it. And you,
yeah.
you say, well, you know, I just got that. Did you listen to what I read at the beginning of the program?
Yes, I did. I really did.
Okay. And here's the thing, is that your son has learned how to be a selfish little jerk.
Right.
And I'm not using selfish in a good way, because there's self-aware and there's selfish. Self-aware is
right.
different. Self-aware is filling yourself up with what you need to be your full potential. Selfish is you step on the heads of other people to get what you want.
Right. I'm not going to argue with you about that, because I just am surprised that he's gone to such extremes to be such an ass. And
okay.
I'm like, I don't even know you anymore.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I'm not going to argue with you. He's
all right.
Just
so you
turned into
you know
somebody
that,
I don't know.
You know the trends of everything. And I don't know if you're old enough to remember the miniskirt. But the miniskirt started as something that was just a couple inches above the knee. And it was shocking. All right. And then
yeah.
it got a little higher. And then it got a little higher. And then it turned into a micro miniskirt.
Right.
So it barely was, of course, I see that in Vegas all the time where the girls go to nightclubs. But I'm
okay.
just telling you, what I'm saying here is that every trend has an extreme. The pendulum will swing all the way to one way, and then it'll change.
Okay.
So
okay.
when he realizes that his extreme behavior is no longer rewarding him in any way
right.
at all, then he's got to change. And it may
right.
be that you do certain things like send him a book like The Four Agreements or Way of the Peaceful
okay.
Warrior, or you
okay.
just send him any Wayne Dyer book, any Wayne
okay.
Dyer book. Because
okay.
the thing is that he has gotten to the point where he is isolating himself by his own actions. You can't
right.
bring peace to his chaos. He's got to discover that. So the only thing you can do
okay.
is change how you respond to him. And that when he does talk to you and he turns into a jerk, say, you know what, seems like you're having a bad day. Can you call me back when you're in a better mood? I have to go now.
Okay.
Hang up.
Okay.
Hang up. And he's going to go, why that, blah, whatever he says about you behind his back
right.
or his head. But that doesn't matter, because that's not
okay.
really who you are. And you got to stop beating yourself up for the person he's become.
Okay.
Because it's not your fault.
Right. I know that. I genuinely do. There's no
okay.
doubt in my mind. I didn't raise that person he's becoming.
No.
And
no.
I didn't have anything to do with that, because it totally contradicts me in everything
right.
I've taught him.
Right. And I'm telling you, the way you taught him was the right way and the hard way. And your son's
right.
a shortcutter.
Right. It's true.
So here's the thing, is that will there be some sort of step forward from him in the right way in 2017? Yeah. But you can't give
okay.
him anymore.
Okay.
You have to. In other words, you got to stop giving. You got to go into receiving.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See
thank
you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Merry Christmas. Okay, bye.
You too.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 850 area code. Hello, 850. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. What's your question?
I want to know if any of my loved ones have a message for me or want to say anything.
Well, I'm not a medium. So I don't connect with spirits on the other side. So usually my program's about addressing what's going on with you right now. So now you can, on Saturday or Sunday next week, on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, you can ask me the question, what does 2017 hold for me? Because I only do that show on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, but this year I'm actually doing it on both days. So you might want to remember to call back on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And then you can ask me that question. But if you have a specific question to ask me now, I'd be delighted to answer that.
Oh, okay. I was wondering when I'm going to get a new job.
Okay, so there's a card here that has you being immature, and then a card that says you being grown up. And I'm bringing that up to you for a reason. the immature part of you is the one that's got the sort of delusions of grandeur kind of thing going on. And then the mature you knows what the next step is in your career. So tell me what the mature you is telling you to do.
To move on.
Okay. So tell me the job that you had before. What line of work are you experienced in?
I'm still employed, but I've been applying for a lot of places, and I haven't had any luck lately.
Okay, wait. What kind of job do you want?
I guess a desk job.
Okay. See, because what I'm getting here is I see you connecting in the travel industry in some way. So working for some place like Expedia.com or Travelocity.com or Booking.com or some place where it has to do with travel, and that you get the benefit of being able to travel when you have time off.
Okay.
So I want you to look in the travel. I keep getting travel industry for you, because what this is saying is that there's a part of you that really wants to learn what you don't know and experience what you don't know. And what what my gut's telling me right now is that the angels are trying to guide you in another direction that's way more interesting than, quote, just a desk job.
Okay.
So I want you to look in the travel industry. I keep getting that over and over again for you. Something about the travel industry.
Okay.
So you could work for a travel agency that's near you and then get the benefits of being able to travel when you have vacation, are being sent to conventions that promote the travel agency in some way. But what I'm getting here is that I want you to learn and slightly learn to specialize in something instead of just a job.
Okay. That makes
sense.
All right,
gal pal. Thanks for the call. I'll talk to you next weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 313 area code. Hello, 313. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. What's your question?
Yes, I want to know about projects, my new journey I'm starting.
So you're starting a business?
I have no idea what I'm doing.
All right. So this is connected with career, right?
Yes, projects I have.
Okay. Because here's the reason I asked you your own business, because you have a card here that says you won't be happy unless you have your own business. That's the first card that came up in your reading. The other thing here, Dwight, is people have a tendency to underestimate you. They underestimate how smart you are, and they have a tendency to make assumptions about you right away. So I want you in 2017 to dress, to act, to behave, to learn how to be a professional. Because this is saying that you take a very serious look at how other people perceive you, and you actually go in the direction of polishing yourself to the point where if no matter where you are, you're comfortable and people seem to respond to you better. So, I want to tell you that the biggest struggle you have and have had in the past is that people have this tendency to make assumptions and underestimate how smart you are. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions. The first is, in 2017, I want you to sign up for Toastmasters. Now, Toastmasters is a nonprofit way to learn how to speak publicly. I want you to tackle that fear. I want you to be able to get up in front of a group of people and explain something to them where they resonate to you about what you're trying to communicate. All right? When you focus on one thing at a time, Dwight, you're a genius. You're amazing. You are not a multitasker. See, when I do this radio program, and I do it every week, I don't have any other distractions around me. I don't have any other, I don't have my phone next to me. I don't have my cats around me. I block my number so that nobody else can call in. I do all these things so I'm not distracted when I'm talking to someone on my radio program. With you, it's saying here that there are people that want to help you, but you need to learn to explain what it is that you want to do moving forward in an effective way. So the first thing I want you to do is sign up for Toastmasters. It'll cost you $5 a meeting, all right? And I want you to sign up for the biggest Toastmasters group you can find in your city. Because the quicker you can tackle this fear, the better. The other benefit of this is mostly professional people do Toastmasters, people that want to get ahead in their career. So you may end up getting a job offer through this path that can tide you over till you're ready to launch your business.
Mm.
Okay? Because here's what I'm getting. Is that your business, you have an awesome business ahead of you. And I'm not quite sure that it's totally formed in your head yet what you're going to do, but it's there. You are going to be your own business owner. But what it's saying here is that you need to step away from a crowd or a group of people that is actually fighting you. They don't want you to change. So those people you need to step back from. You might want to download my 9-day energy reset guide, which is a 9-day ritual you do on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. And I'm really promoting it for people to do this as of January 1st, because it's a way of you realizing that the universe, the world, God, the energy around you is trying to help you and move forward with you. And I'm telling you to start disciplining yourself away from the people that all they want to do is party, all they want to do is go to Denny's at 2 in the morning. That's not you anymore.
Okay.
It's time for you to take a step back. Now, the ones that really love and care about you will stay in touch with you no matter what. But when you tell them, hey, I'm planning on making 2017 a very busy year because I'm preparing for my own success, then the ones that really love and care about you are going to understand that, and they're either going to step with you on that journey or they're going to step away. And either one is a good thing.
Okay,
my friend. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I look forward to hearing about all your successes.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pat. I'm just wondering if you could see improvement in the new year with work and finances.
So I want to ask you a question, because the way that there's a person coming up in your cards here, that is, he can be sort of your guiding light, your mentor, your angel, your force for change. There's a guy here, very, very opinionated, very strong, probably wealthy, somebody that has got a very strong mind about things. Do you work for him now?
No, I just asked my ex-husband last night for money. That's all I can think of. And he fits that bill.
Okay, so here's the thing, is I'm not looking at what's going on right this second with you. I'm looking at, and I don't normally say this to people because that's usually what I'm looking at. I'm telling you that there is something that's going to happen by April that is the better job for you. And it's a job working for a guy that a lot of people think is a real jerk, but he's not a real jerk. He's just got his way of doing things.
Okay.
Now, whatever you're doing now is the groundwork for you getting the job with this guy. So this may be somebody that you and your husband used to know socially. This could be a guy that you is a competitor of the company you work for now. But I'm telling you, this guy likes you, and he will like you when he meets you. This is not romantic. This is a job.
Okay.
And what it does is it gets you out of a feeling of being trapped, because right now you feel trapped.
Yes.
And what it's saying moving forward is that there's a job of you working for somebody that you actually really admire, and you don't even mind his personality quirks because you know he's a success.
Okay.
But that's who you're supposed to be working with. And by the way, I think your ex-husband will probably send you money. So I'm not worried. I'm not worried about you and money. You've always been able to figure it out. You always will be able to figure it out. So I'm not worried about that. What I'm looking at here in your cards is that I want you to look forward to the idea that connected with the number four, you're changing jobs. So it could be 4 weeks. It could be April.
Okay.
But I want you to start looking for the dream job starting tomorrow. And
okay.
I want you to apply like crazy to whatever job you know is going to pay you more, and it would be more enjoyable than what you're doing now.
Okay. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See you later. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 980 area code. Hello, 980. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Brittany. How are you?
Did you say Brittany?
Yes.
Hi, Brittany. What's your question?
I just want to do a reading on myself, like, you know, whatever you see, and if you have any advice.
Bless your heart. I don't do that because that's why people book a whole session with me. But if you have a specific question, I'd be delighted to answer that.
Okay, well, love and relationship.
All right, let's see. So my immediate reaction to your question is, and you're going to think this is an odd way for me to approach your question. Brittany, what do you love to do? What is the thing that rocks your world that is your passion?
I don't have a passion at the moment, to be honest.
Okay, here's what I'm getting for you. Is that you first have to find the thing that rocks your world that you really enjoy. And I don't care what it is, helping seniors, volunteering at a cat or a dog shelter, doing artwork, singing, dancing, anything that you can do that you're passionate about, that's the thing I want you to discover first. Even if you decided to take up bicycling and decided to become a local competitor bicyclist where you do the long bike rides or whatever it is, it's saying you need to find something to be passionate about and that you can't look at a love relationship as though that's supposed to define your life. That's why it's
eluded. Oh, no, that's
not.
I don't look at that as defining my life because, you know, once it's over and I just let it go. So I don't feel like I look for that.
Sweetheart, what the cards are saying is that the reason why relationships have been a struggle for you is that you have – You need to create something you're passionate about that has nothing to do with your love interest. Because the right relationship is like two rails of a train track. Two people, very strong, moving in the same direction, and they're held together by the ties that bind them, but there's a certain amount of space between the two rails or the train can't go, right? So the right love relationship, two very strong people that want to commit to each other, but they don't collapse themselves into the relationship and make that the only thing that they love in their life. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so what this is saying is that I want you to get honest with the idea of what would rock your world. I mean, I don't even care if you decided to be someone that wanted to be an extra in movies. And you signed up with the talent agencies in your area, and you showed up to be an extra in movies. And when you met a nice man that said to you, "Well, Brittany, what do you do to stay busy?" "Well, my fun thing is that I'm an extra in movies. I do like little movie parts, and I've even had a speaking line in a movie." You can say that. And then they say, "Oh, okay, well, that sounds really cool. How'd you get into that?" Now, you don't have to say your psychic on the radio suggested it, but you can say, "Well, I've always wanted to do something that's different and unusual." But what the biggest challenge I'm seeing in your cards, Brittany, is that you need to do something that defines you by what you love to do. I'll tell you the truth about me. I would much rather be booked as Mystic Mona at a trade show than go to a party, because that's how much I love doing what I do. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to have something that you love to do, that it's the thing you most love to do. And then you meet somebody that loves the idea that you have something else to put your attention toward besides the love relationship. Because the thing is that that's supposed to be a part of your life. It's not supposed to be all of your life.
No, I don't make that up. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later. All right. I got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312.
Hi, Mona.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
My question is, I'm consulting right now for an employee that's went on sick leave, but I believe she's coming back, and the company hired another person. So I'm wondering if you see me finding something else to go to.
Oh, I see. So you actually were working while a gal was out on either sick leave or maternity leave?
Sick leave, yes. Yes.
Okay. So here's what I would do. Here's the first thing I would do. First of all, the job's okay. It's not the best fit for you, but it's okay.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
What I want you to do, when does she come back? After the first of the year?
Yes, probably sometime in late January.
Okay, perfect. Then what I want you to do starting next week, after the first, right? Not this coming up week, after the first, is I want you to start looking for the job that you really would like to have, because I don't see you staying at this job.
Okay, yes.
What you do, though, is about a week before she's coming back, I want you to go to whoever you worked with there and say, thank you so much for having me here. I've really enjoyed it, even though it's been, you know, you're capable of so much more than this job.
Yes.
Okay, so, but I want you to say, thank you so much for having me here for the time that, you know, Sally was out on her sick leave. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. You know, just be incredibly gracious. And then ask if someone will write you a recommendation.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's all. They may or may not, but it doesn't hurt to ask, because the worst thing anyone can do is tell you no, all right? So what your cards are saying here is that I want you working in a situation where you're almost too busy. Seriously, the next job, I want you to be almost too busy. And I'm almost getting convention logistics work with you. What kind of industry have you worked in the past?
Transportation.
Okay, so logistics is not a bad thing that I'm getting for you. You already have experience with it.
Yes, yes.
So I want you to start looking in the convention industry connected with logistics for the next job. So whatever companies, like here in Vegas, we have Charnowski, we have the Freeman Group, we have GES. These are all big convention companies that help with logistics for folks that have their big trade shows here. It may even be a great idea for you to find out what trade shows always come to the city you're in, and see who the person is that's in charge of that, and go to the company and see if they're hiring.
Okay.
Because you may be the person that helps handle a specific trade show that goes to, say, 10 cities in a year. And you become the point of contact. Because one of the things I love about you is that when you tell somebody you're going to do something, Karen, you do it.
Yes. Yes.
All right, my friend, I hope that helps.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
Merry you. Christmas. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – hold on. My computer's a little slow here. I'm going to area code 402. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Merry Christmas, Mona. This is Leilani calling.
Hi, Leilani. Merry Christmas. What's your question?
My question's to do with love, too. I wonder, do you see my love life blossoming in 2017?
Let's see. Okay, so there's a guy here. It's really funny because I'm not sure if this is a guy that you need to still get over or if this is a guy that you're about to meet. So I'm going to describe him to you, and you tell me if this is a past relationship you need to dump, or if you don't recognize him, this is the one you need to watch out for. Because I'm looking at this man as a catalyst for you. So here's a guy that is clever. He thinks he's smarter than he is. He's in a way sort of Mr. Know-it-all, but some of the things that he says are not actually correct. But he's got this incredibly huge ego. Is this a past relationship, or have you met him yet?
I think I met that guy recently, but it was
okay. Yeah, this is somebody that is not supposed to be a love relationship. This is somebody, and also I want to give you sort of a red flag. Don't piss him off. Be pleasant. And you might even have to make up a little bit of you might say something like, you know what, I'm not quite ready for a love relationship right now. What you're saying is, I'm not ready for a love relationship with you, but what you're saying to him is, I don't think I'm ready for a love relationship right now. I need to work through some things.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm getting with this guy is, you can't trust him. He can be a real jerk. He can say crap behind your back that is mean. He I don't like him at all. So this is a guy that I want you to make sure you don't let yourself get involved with beyond sort of a superficial acquaintance relationship. Okay?
Good, looking out.
But,
I wish I talked to you like a month ago.
There is. I'm sorry, I missed that. What'd you say?
I said I wish I talked to you a month ago, because you just gave me a snapshot of something that, like, I haven't really felt anything in a long time, but I felt something for somebody, but they showed me like a certain side of themselves that you just described.
Okay, so, you know, it may be the "it's not you, it's me" speech.
Right.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is that whatever's just happened, you can't trust him, but he's acting as a catalyst for you. So in the bigger picture, he's a benefit. You're going to be sort of more aware and just a better person all the way around as a result of this relationship, okay? So, but I wouldn't trust him. I would honor my intuitive kick in the gut about him. And I would realize that this is a guy that you still have to make peace with. You still have to be nice to, friendly, civil, polite to. But this is not a guy that I would invite anymore in my house.
Right.
Okay. But what it's saying is that this sort of vibe goes till about the end of February, where you're not really supposed to be dating anybody till the end of February. And then in March, there's sort of a little bit of a breakthrough for you. So March is a better month for romance.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank
you.
Later.
Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, area code 856. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Rosemaria. What's your question?
Whatever you can pick up, because like I saw a vision of a person that I know, like they're in spirit, the other morning when I woke up. So I was wondering what that meant.
Okay, so I'm hearing an echo. Do you have me on in the background somewhere?
Yeah, I took it off.
Okay. Okay. What this is saying is the message that was supposed to come from that person to you was a message about your own success.
Cool.
That's the message that was supposed to come from that person. So what it's saying here is that the spirit was making sure that they got your attention. The other thing it's saying here is that whatever pain was connected with that, the spirit was showing up for forgiveness. So we forgive, and then we go on to be successful, because it's almost like you finally get to pull the thorn out.
Oh, that's what that meant. So
yeah.
So it succeed into what I was manifesting and all.
Right.
God.
So here's the thing, is what it's saying here is that you'll probably never see that spirit again, because it served its purpose. It and I'm not a medium. It's just that I'm getting this overwhelming way to respond to your question that feels very true.
Appreciate it.
So, my friend, take all that wonderful experience, take the fact that you can handle a lot of stress, and get down to being a success, because that's exactly what this is saying, is that the forgiveness has now happened, and now you can get down to the busy work of being a success. So, Merry Christmas, my friend. See you later.
Too.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye. All right, you guys, remember, next Saturday and Sunday, I'm doing the radio program where you get to ask the question, what does 2017 hold for me? And I will be back live next Saturday and Sunday to be able to ask that you can get to ask that question. Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you then.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.